move the world.
Let's have a patty. Foggy, cloudy, windy, and cold. That's not the forecast for this program, but it is the forecast for today. High temperature today in most of New England in the low 50s, with rain continuing the forecast at least through a part of the day. Most of the day tomorrow and into Friday. So for those of you who are looking for a wonderful escape or vacation spot, it probably isn't Cape Cod yet. You may want to...
Hey, but there's good news, Dougie.
What's that? Denver is beautiful today, right?
It's thunderstorms. It's 46 degrees. But no, the good news is it's not snowing.
Yes, that is the good news. Let's look for the good news. Actually, as you know, I like to start each day, and maybe as much as I can each hour, with something good before we dig around. Not that anything else is not necessarily bad by definition, but here's something that really warms, these stories warm your heart. And isn't that what we want? We want our hearts to be warm.
Feel good.
Yeah. The story of Wilbert Adriance, who passed away a year ago today, as a matter of fact. Age of 90, I think 91, 92. I'm looking at this. Yeah, about 92 years old. This lady battled her own failing health and struggled with grief after the husband died. She's now on the way. So the husband dies last year. She's dying now. And she wondered, said to her children and grandchildren all the time, why am I still here? Why did I live longer than my husband? The two of them were one of those examples of people who were married for 60-some-odd years. They were happy. They were, anyway.
Another example of the wife wanting the husband to suffer more than she did.
Nice.
Anyway, this is a story from a couple of weeks ago, actually, on the anniversary of this man's 92nd birthday. So he was not quite 92 when he died, 91 and something. And in the mail on his birthday, addressed to the wife. Now, remember, they married 60-some-odd years. 60, I think it was 69, 68 or 69 years, okay? Guy dies, and the woman feels like she has nothing to live for. Mm-hmm. And they live, by the way, in the Farragut area of Washington, Richie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? Right down near the White House.
Package shows up with a Baltimore address.
Uh-oh.
No zip code.
Uh-oh.
No zip code. All right? Now, what does that mean? 1963 is when zip codes began.
Uh-oh.
This letter is 67 years in delivery.
Wow.
In the letter is a picture that was taken of this man
during World War II.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And it came from France.
Yeah. Well, via, but it got to Baltimore and then got mailed to her. But he somehow or other, when they were in the service, they would send them, if I understand correctly, they'd send the mail over, let's say, from France. It'd go to a post office, and then the post office would be responsible for delivering it. And whatever the nearest post office, these people lived in Baltimore. They were kids, but he came from Baltimore, and so did she, apparently. And so the package had been, and he asked, you know, he said, I sent you this picture of me when I was in France, and she never got it. But on the anniversary of his 92nd birthday, the package shows up with his picture from wherever it was. He was in the Navy. 1944.
That's like a movie script, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. And the package was actually in great shape, supposedly. So, you know, maybe the post office service does have some hope. But what the lady, this woman at the stage where she was in it, apparently had a little dementia or Alzheimer's. And over the year, the essence of what was her, she was pretty coherent before he died. And then when he died, she just fell apart. Mm-hmm. And
that happens so much.
It does, yeah. And 2 days after his birthday, 2 days after she got the picture, she died.
No.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. So it's
such
almost
a
like
movie.
A call.
Great description.
Yeah. But you know what it is? It's almost like a calling. Okay, I want you to come join me. That kind of stuff. Yeah. All right, here's my picture. This is what it was like when we got started 67, 68, 69 years ago.
It's a neat story.
It is kind of a neat story. Yeah.
In a similar vein,
that
on the way in,
they died. But
well, no,
in other
that they're together.
Yeah, other days.
William Donald Schaefer, the governor of Maryland, longtime politician in Maryland.
Is he still the governor, Schaefer?
No, he died about 2 weeks ago.
I remember him.
He was
being
90.
Governor. Yeah,
guy had been around for and a
long
good
time.
Guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. Served the state well for a long, long time. Died about a month ago. So he lied in state here, and you know, everybody went and visited and gave their respects and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Ends up, his will was opened up yesterday and left one of his longtime aides $500,000.
Did he father a child with him? For her?
I don't know whether it was a male or a female aide.
Uh-huh.
That's not my child.
Mm-hmm.
Then how come he talks like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know what I'm expecting, Dougie.
What's that?
I mean, we've been together.
I'm leaving you
$500,000. Some guy in the elevator just put me on his will because I
held
the door for him.
You'll just get a picture of Doug as a baby, Rich.
Yeah. I said to you before, the head pounding that I take every day, I sometimes think, okay.
He doesn't want any more.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's
trust me, with the trickle-down effect that happens at this show,
we're all
participating with
trickle-down
you.
Economics, and we really mean down. 14 past the hour. Coming up, a news quiz about a new face. All right. I'm going to ask you to identify somebody who's in the news. You may or may not know who it is, but, well, that's what this is all about. See, what's happening, I just wrote a little sort of a column. And my column is aimed at having people think, this is part of my, I got to get this, I got to get my iPad all sort of fired up, because I'm going to do columns, or if you will, video blogs. And my column today is about the civics lessons that are taught on the radio. The radio, you don't hear me all the time railing about how bad education is when it comes to teaching how the government works. And I'm thinking, as I have been looking at some reviews, actually some ratings of radio programs, radio stations, our ratings and other programs ratings, that this conversation that we're having on the air, that isn't just on radio stations, but it's on the internet. We were talking last night at dinner. I went to a nice, very nice evening's meal with a lot of people that are friendly local townsfolk, just really good, nice, solid people. And one of the things we're talking about, they keep asking me, how can they hear this program? And I often now just say, if you have an iPad or an iPod, do you have an app? You can find the app for Doug Steffen, and that's how you can listen to it. And so in the sense that more and more people want to listen to something that's live, whether it be on the radio, whether it be, if it comes out of a speaker someplace, well, they care where it comes from. That's the new versus the old, who like to have the traditional radio station and radio signal. That's how this program gets started and so many other programs. But are we the new classroom of the air, or maybe the media? Or is the new media where the new lessons are being learned, where the new ideas come from? And it's not necessarily a formal setting in a school. And do we continue to learn, whereas in the past, before all this electronic gadgetry, there wasn't as much learning going on among people who have had a career. They've been out of school for a long time. And they maybe they read the newspaper and see what's going on, but they don't. There's not a challenge. You don't, when you read something, necessarily think, although the op-ed pages used to be full of people who would have something to say, but it isn't the volume of people who now get information from the so-called new media. And because we are live on the air, the conversation about the new media or how the new media works is how ideas are presented and how they're discussed and how people are forming new ideas. Thus, and depending on how old you are, and I'm not trying to sound like an ageist here, but you're less likely to buy into some of the hyper angry hosts as you are the more civil conversation. It can be about politics, it can be about technology, it can be about people, Schwarzenegger. I mean, you listen to some people, and there's a lot of anger. People are angry about a lot of things, and it's amazing how this thing with Schwarzenegger. I don't know whether it affects his long term. I mean, I think his core. It's pretty much like the core of anybody, whether they're a politician or whether they're somebody that's on television or somebody that's on a lot of movies. You know, can Arnold open a movie? Sure.
Yeah.
Is Arnold going to be
Terminator movies?
Right. Yeah, that kind of stuff. His core won't be affected by his present core won't be affected by the news that he fathered a child illegitimately with his secretary.
It's not a great shock either.
No.
It's not.
But
like the
people who are younger, Richie, who might have been attracted to a man and woman, let's say, and the guy who's 30 comes on and says, there's a new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. You want to go see it? The woman who's 30 says, nah.
Nope.
I don't want to go see him.
Yeah, but he was probably irrelevant to her.
I don't
anyway.
Know about that. I'm not sure that that's the case.
Yeah.
But I think it is the case. And Jennifer, you just said it, Jennifer.
Yeah, it kind of it upsets my view of him. And I think mostly because I feel, as a person who lived in the state of California, I feel really taken by him.
Yeah.
So I think I'm done. And I liked his movies beforehand. Yeah.
See, I think that's what it is. And Jennifer's in her 30s. I think there's a disconnect, Richie,
there you go.
Between those who are, let's say, under 40 and those who are over 50. And you're sort of in that, the vast...
Thank you.
Wasteland.
Happy to be there.
Good, Doug. The vast wasteland.
That's me.
In the middle. So more food for thought. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, which you're listening to, it's 19 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
And as you know, the country of Saudi Arabia is run by the Saudi royal family. Boy, imagine allowing someone to run a country just because his dad ran the country. Thank God that could never happen.
All right. Yucker there. It's the 24 After Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are here to get you to think, to have a little enduring fun, and to just have hangout time. This is hangout time. This is our daily hangout together. I'm going to give you a list of names. There are two things in the 2020 News Quiz question. That's why I'm getting at it now, because it'll take you a little while. We have 15 minutes. I try to get into these things around 20 past the hour if I can.
We're on a time frame.
And get, yeah. Right, get the answer before 20 of the next
one. On time, people.
Yeah. All right, so listen to these names and tell me what they all have in common. You ready?
Right.
Hun Sen from Cambodia. Ready?
All right, they're all from Cambodia.
No.
Okay.
Hugo Chavez, Venezuela.
They're all communists.
Paul Kagame, Rwanda.
They're all dictators.
Okay, that's true. That is the answer to the question. And you've spoiled once again.
Okay, that was easy. I was going to shout that out, too.
Well, but when I ask these questions, they aren't for you. They're for the audience.
What did I get?
Well, you get a boot in the butt for me.
You get a pink slip.
That's great. I feel good.
You're getting a warning.
Next question. Come on, bring it on.
I want to know who Saif Al Adel is. 800-510-8255. Why are we talking, or some people are talking that are in the know, about Saif Al Adel? 800.
That one I don't know.
510-8255. Thank heavens for the audience. Saif Al Adel. Who is he? 800.
Did you have a sigh of relief?
Yeah, there's an Al in his name. Is he a terrorist?
800-510-8255. Shut up.
My production director, Al Peterson, is a terrorist.
Yeah, he is. Right. Saif Al Adel. Who is he? 800.
He goes out to be named Al.
510-8255. Actually, I was going to go through, before you ruined it, a list of the 21 remaining or enduring. I'm not sure. I guess probably not endearing necessarily. Enduring dictators. There are
now
21.
We don't have to wait.
There are 21 dictators in the world today. Do you know that? The fact that there are 21 dictators in the world today, if I find that, right. I guess I hadn't thought about it in those terms before.
Yeah. Castro.
21, Castro.
Kim Jong-il.
Yep.
Chavez.
I can come up with Mohammed Abdel Aziz, who is in Mauritania.
Where is Mauritania?
Yeah, I know. It's near Turkmenistan. Yeah. Let's see. Ilham Aliyev is the dictator in Azerbaijan. Mwai Kibaki is the dictator of Kenya. Let's see here. Aduyaba Wadeda is the... Say that again.
Thank God. The Flintstones are coming back. Yabba dabba do.
So is there a difference between a dictator and a despot?
Look at. No, I don't think there is. Is there?
Listen.
Hey, look at that list and tell me how many of those countries you could actually. I mean, you're.
How many could you find?
How many of those countries do you know where they are? On a map I know.
Fiji,
where
is. Rwanda, Senegal, Kenya. A lot of them are African. Yeah.
Fiji
is a dictator. Frank Bainimarama.
Yeah, that could have been.
Bananarama is a dictator.
Bananarama, pronouncing it a little more.
Cool.
A little more effective.
That's the national anthem.
Everybody sing.
Yeah!
Or deaf.
They say, yeah! All right, so what we'll do, because thankfully Richie and Jennifer haven't ruined this little news quiz.
You'll identify
Saif al-Adel for everybody. You'll be shown how we reward those who are smart, right? This is the news quiz. This is the information age, and we're all on it on the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
On the phones at 800-510-8255. Whoops, hello. Yeah, where'd that come from?
Well, I had pop out a chicken bone?
No, a melon. I had
a
piece
melon
of
ball.
Yellen of yellow melon.
Yellen melon?
They call it yellen mellow.
Is it Chinese?
That's right.
Chinese
that's
watermelon?
Right. Watermelon.
Did you hear about these watermelons in China? Losing their whole watermelon crop, and I didn't read the story because they're exploding. Just
the watermelon are exploding?
Yeah.
Really?
In the fields.
To get them back.
Wow. Huh. It's got to be something.
Yeah.
Are they growing along the Mississippi and they just had too much water and they blew up because of that?
Something like that.
Something like that. Doug's good day. 34 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are talking about dictators, and we identified a number of countries. There are 21 in all where there are dictators. That is, the people who are living in the countries are subservient. They have no constitutional rights. That can be said for England. There's no constitution in England. They don't have a Bill of Rights. They have nothing.
Right.
They are subjects of the Queen or the King or whoever it is that's in charge. So how's that different than here?
Well, you know what? They're using a growth-stimulating chemical. And during the wet weather, it caused all the watermelons to explode right on the vine.
Really?
Bam.
So what happens when you feed them those hormones?
Go.
Kaboom.
Okay.
All right. So here's the 2020 News Quiz question. Just joining us. I'm asking you to tell us who Saif al-Adel is. S-A-I-F-A-L-A-D-E-L. And no, not a character on The Good Wife. All right. That's not the answer. 800-510-8255. Okay, so you know what? It's been a long time since I talked to anybody in Hickory, and that's one of the longest. That station there has been carrying this program for like 17, 18 years.
Sure have.
Todd, you're in Hickory. Good to have you on board. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine, sir. Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you. So who is this fellow that we're talking about, Mr. Saif al-Adel?
Well, he is the new leader pro tem of Al-Qaeda, and his name translates roughly in SEAL Team 6 language to next.
Next.
Oh, really?
Next.
You should get two prizes.
All right,
next.
He is, what else do you know about him, Todd?
I believe he's Egyptian.
Yep, he is an Egyptian, yes.
He He's one of their, he's on the FBI most wanted list.
Yep.
And,
I wouldn't be one to be, I wouldn't be the next guy that wanted to stand up and say, I'm the leader of Al Qaeda. I think there'd be somebody around with a bullet on, you know,
yeah,
my
name
on a bullet.
On yeah.
Yeah,
I believe he was, put up to this. I don't believe he volunteered.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Hey, his name was next. It was just
right.
Obvious choice.
And, you know, he's probably not the real leader. They're just going, okay, listen.
Yeah, he's the figurehead.
You're the one we're going to put on the post office in the United States.
Here and there.
I will run the place, but nobody say
he's
my name
like
to
the
anybody.
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see if Erica can add something. Erica, what else do you know? I know you had the right name or you had the right connection. What else do you know about Saif al-Adel?
At 4 o'clock this morning, they said on CNN that he was going to be the next guy to take over bin Laden's place.
At 4 o'clock this morning? You've been listening to me since 4 o'clock?
Well, no. You were CNN. Me first, then you.
Good for you. Good for you.
But anyway.
Yeah, he's the fellow who supposedly is next in line, although, again, what kind of an honor is that? Erica, hold on just a second.
I'm sure for
and
them.
Todd, hold on, please. He apparently was a special forces officer once in Egypt, member of the Egyptian army. He's been, as you've suggested, caretaker appointee. Who would have done that, though? Do they have some board of directors at Al-Qaeda? Is that how they run the things? I mean, who said this guy is next? Who? I don't. How? What do we know? What do we find out?
Osama?
Have you read
it?
I mean, there's this is the strangest thing, because you don't know how. I didn't know that we got out of all the stuff other than a lot of porn, and some videos out of Bin Laden's house. Did we find out that there is a board of directors or a hierarchy? I mean, you always see or hear these people that have been captured and they went to Guantanamo. This guy's next, and this guy's the heir apparent, and here's somebody else.
Well, there has to be that, or the organization wouldn't be strong.
Yeah, it's a fairly strong organization, so there has to be a hierarchy.
Yeah. It's the jihadist forum of the air.
That's right.
That'd be a new format over on Al Jazeera.
I am assistant manager now, and I plan to be manager someday when they blow him to bits.
Yeah.
Do you think they have, like, buttons and elections to rally people to be the next guy?
Who's next on the list?
Bumper stickers.
For their camels.
Coming up
like an
Egyptian. In a few minutes, Dr. Ken.
Duck like an Egyptian.
All right, so we have a new leader without Bin Laden. Yeah. So what are the, those of you who are Muslims that are listening to this program right now, I have a question for you, 800-510-8255.
They just threw their radio at the wall when I played all this.
Yeah, well, maybe there are a few of them after that that are still listening. I'm curious to know what you think, those of you who are Muslims, many people, if not most people who are Muslim around the world,
right.
Even though you can't get this out of listening to some of this crackpot radio.
These guys just like we do. I mean,
right.
They're different.
That's right, exactly. And so Muslims around the world have found some hope and some peace, so they say, with the death of Bin Laden. Is that going to make our life better? If you look at some of the stuff posted on Twitter, Richie, Osama bin Laden's death, I'm looking at one post, good. Now can I get back my identity?
Well, you know, it's funny. One of the brother and sister that go to my Taekwondo class, they're both fourth-degree black belts, been taking Taekwondo. They're 25
Muslims.
And 23. They're Iranian.
Iranian.
Okay.
Husband and wife, you say?
No, brother and sister.
Brothers.
And their father is very Iranian. As a matter of fact, the girl is getting ready to go back to Iran to marry an Iranian. And she's going to spend a month over there and then comes back, and she's going to be an orthodontist. And she's born and raised here, as American as I am.
Yeah.
But it just so happens her father was born in Iran and keeps them very close to their Iranian roots.
Yeah. Like Italians keep their family
exactly,
close to roots.
Exactly.
A Greek keep
and,
their
and
family.
Her mother's Italian, so yeah. You know, there you go. But she is an Orthodox.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What? The father is Muslim and Iranian, and the mother is Italian Catholic?
Yeah, but the kids are so tied to their Muslim roots more than she's like, nah, the Italian, not so much, you know.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So anyway, she is an orthodontist just finishing up school, and she had a patient the other day.
Yeah.
And the patient was like, so, were you upset about the killing of Osama bin Laden?
Oh, no.
And she's like, no, I was very happy. And
that's how stupid
the patient
are.
Was like,
yeah. Just because
really?
She's Muslim or has a Middle Eastern name.
Well,
oh, you must be a supporter of bin Laden.
I think it was because she was Iranian. And, you know, the
so automatically, would we not trust somebody, Richie, who was Iranian? Do you think that's the thinking in America?
I think that we think that Iranians are hostile towards America. Even if this girl, as I'm telling you, is American as I am.
Yeah.
And I am tied to my Irish roots, maybe not as strongly as she to her Iranian roots. But it's no different.
Yeah. Do you know how some Italian-Americans were really negative or anti-American because of the Italian the Italians getting involved under Mussolini in World War II? Not unlike, even though the Japanese fared differently because of the internment camps, there weren't Italian internment camps that I know of, but there were Japanese internment camps, and many of those people are no different than the Muslims today. And one would wonder, how would it be if we had, and there are some people who thought we ought to do this. You know, some of these nutbird politicians and people who were so full of hate thought we ought to round up all the Muslims. After September 11th, there were many people in this country, more than a few, who thought we ought to build internment camps and put all Muslims in these internment camps because we were at war with the Muslims.
Right.
We were at war with Al-Qaeda. We're not at war with the Muslims, but that's one and the same. To listen to some of these ignoramuses on the radio, you'd think that all Muslims were the same. And that's no more true than all Catholics are the same, or all Jews are the same, or, oh my God, spend time with a lot of, whether they be secularists or Orthodox Jews, conservative right. Jews, Reformed right. Jews, you'd think you were talking to people from different planets, mm-hmm. and they all are Jewish. Exact same thing goes on. Look at all the different Protestant sects that there are. The Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Congregationalists, the ENRs, the Baptists, the Lutherans. How many
you know,
different...
I think some of the confusion comes from you don't hear a large outcry from the Muslim community about...
Yes, you don't. And you know one of the reasons I think that is because there's not much organization in the Muslim community. I think that may be... But we tend to think that they're all, you know, they all go to the...
I think that it's a very tight community.
I don't think they're organized that way, though.
I mean, there's lots of mosques in the Washington area, and they're very well visited.
So you think, 80%, 90% of the Muslims all are on board?
On board with what?
Being Muslims first.
I'm sure it's just like any other religion, how you have your
I don't consider my religion to be the most important thing in my life. Do you?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure it's just like any other religion where you have people who are
really
close.
I don't consider religion at all, as a matter of fact.
To their faith, and then you have people who are just, you know, secular and just go about their business, and okay, yeah, I'm a Muslim, or okay, yeah, I'm Catholic, and I haven't seen a church in a year and a half or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's no different.
Well... But it is good food for thought. Suspicion of Islam, suspicion of bin Laden, suspicion of those who are Islamic for some equals suspicion of those who are Al-Qaeda. Even though there are, look at all of the American, now this is the thing that's really bothering me, and I'm going to drop this on you, and we got to move on because Dr. Ken will be here in a minute. The business about how many homegrown terrorists there are, is a problem. I don't know whether it's a problem because we're being told it's a problem or it's a real problem, because I don't believe much of what I hear from the mainstream media, but you often now hear how many homegrown, that's the term that's used, how many homegrown terrorists there are in America.
Sure.
They're all being converted.
Got 300 million people, man. You're about to have a few bad eggs.
Yep. Was that old song from the Osmonds? One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
No.
Hold it out and die. All right, we better get the heck out of here.
Doctor, please
yeah.
save us.
Dr. Ken in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, is here, brought to you by the folks that present to you the Body Bio Report. The Body Bio Report, we all know it's very important to take your vitamins and eat well. But how do you really know if your body is working at its peak? Ken and I spent over an hour with a fellow who runs Body Bio yesterday talking about the results of my test. And that's not really why we're here. Just interesting. Ken's had it done, the Body Bio Report. I've had it done now. And so from that conversation, what did we learn that we can pass on to people? In other words, why is it important for people to send a blood test or get a blood test done by Body Bio Report? What comes at the end of the line, Ken?
More information about how to keep yourself healthy through natural means. Even a guy like you who takes a lot of supplements, there's still a lot of information there. You still needed some fine-tuning. This is a way to scientifically determine exactly which supplements you're lacking so you don't go into the grocery store or the health food store blindly.
All right. So Ken thinks this is a way, and I think, and you'll think once you go through it, it's not complicated, it's evidence-based, it's safe, it's natural, it's your way toward better health. You want to know that you're eating the right things, or if you're supplementing, you're taking the right things. You can spend, listen, nobody knows better than me how much it costs to have 30-some-odd supplements in your life. And what he told me, Ken, is I need about half of what I'm taking under the circumstances. So there's some serious money to be saved there. Even if we like the nutritional supplements, they are expensive. So you'll save money if you spend a couple of bucks having the Body Bio Report done. Go to bodybioreport.com, enter the code Dr. Ken. You'll save 20% on your order. Bodybioreport.com, use the code DRKEN. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Ken. This is a story at DougStephan.com today about a blood test determining how long you will live. Speaking of blood tests, what do you make of that?
Yes, Doug, more news about blood tests. This is a real thing. It's going to be coming out this summer. It's not like the blood tests that we're used to getting where we measure something in our blood. This is actually going to be a genetic test where we measure the length of your telomeres. The telomeres are the caps, the ends of the gene, of the chromosome, and you're born with long ones. And as you age, these things whittle down. They get shorter and shorter. And this is a way to measure how long you're going to live on planet Earth.
Would you have it done?
Would I have it done? I don't know whether I really want to know because there's nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. I like to do a test if there's something I can do, but I know there are a lot of people who are eager to have this test.
Really? That's a good question, isn't it, though? Would you have this test done? Dr. Ken Kronos, medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by BodyBioReport.com, 51 after on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the technology that we're all surrounded by, or with, what's the correct word? We're surrounded by technology, we're surrounded with technology.
Both, I think.
Yeah. Both, yeah.
By the way, that China story, Richie, is at DougSteffen.com today, the exploding watermelon.
Exploding watermelons, I'm just headed over there to see.
Yeah, help that. Help yourself to that. One of the other stories about technology at DougSteffen.com today, computer malfunction at a gas station in California changed the price of premium gasoline to $1.10, and within 4 hours they were out of gas, and it cost them $21,000.
That's a happy story.
That is a happy story. Like a Happy Meal, a happy story. Did you know which technology trade-offs are being made, and maybe which ones are worth making? Which technology trade-offs for you are worth making? What are we giving up in order to have all this technology? Think about it for a second. I think it's really amazing how our lives have changed because of technology. Look at all the stuff in a normal life. How are you last night at the dinner table? Well, I was around a table with 12 other guys having dinner at a local restaurant, and I was sitting across a fellow who's a member of the Board of Selectmen here in Framingham. Every 5 minutes, he gets his BlackBerry out and looks at the screen.
Yeah, it's like an addiction.
Is that what it is? Maybe that's what it is. It just
Yeah, sure it is.
It's I can't, like
having dinner with 11 people is not enough interaction. You need a little bit more.
Right. Anyway, Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will tell you what the trade-offs are. From his perspective, anyway, that's next up here on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times recently reported on 7 technology trade-offs worth making. Here are 3 of them, and as you might expect, my opinion on each. First, the article says to pay for computer memory, not speed. I agree. Speed is relatively meaningless at this point. Most computers being sold today are fast enough for most of us. Conversely, I recently had to increase the memory on my Mac laptop to do complex photographic work from 4 gigabytes to 8. Next, the piece advises to pay for hardware, not expensive cables. Couldn't agree more. An HDMI cable should never cost $100. In fact, go to Amazon.com and pay $10 instead. Pay for messaging, not minutes, the article says. Texts are cheap, minutes are expensive. I say pay for whichever you use more. In fact, if you're a talker, and don't worry, there still are people like you who simply like to talk on the phone, don't pay for text messages at all. I'm Alex Goldfein.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Free! Archiver. It sounds like a new show. Instead of MacIver, it's Archiver.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see that new show. All right, speaking of things that are new, here's a new product that's been around for a couple of months. We've been talking about it since it was introduced by New Vitality. A director of research, a guy named Rob Martin, explained that Lumitone has the ability, and listeners have told me that this is true, to get rid of dark circles and bags and redness and puffiness. You got dark circles under your eyes? A dab of Lumitone right there will provide an instant shimmer and a new appearance. You'll think it's magic. You'd like to try this out, right? It's a free jar of Lumitone. That's yours if you call 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302. Get rid of those bags under your eyes. In just a couple of weeks, your appearances will be amazing. When I say appearances, how you appeared before and your appearance now. Compare and contrast the two. It's very cool. Lumitone, get rid of the fine lines and bagginess around your eyes. Free bottle.